Who's awesome. Next? Who wants to talk to Terry?
We have Catherine. I lost your last name. Rodella.
Rodella.
Catherine, thank you. Are you ready for your mini interview?
I'm ready.
Awesome. Are you on a porch?
I am, yes.
Awesome. Welcome. Thanks for having us on your front porch. So hello and welcome, Catherine. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm a program manager at the University of Pennsylvania, and the program that I manage is a Master of Healthcare Innovation. So it's a master's degree for mid-career healthcare professionals. It actually is an online program, so all of our courses were already online before all of this. And it aims to teach healthcare professionals basically how to fix the healthcare system.
Well, that's all? Just do that?
Yeah, really easy.
Okay, so, today we are here to talk about how to leave room for students in online learning spaces, because there might be a tendency to fill that space, especially with so many people creating these spaces for the first time in the midst of all this. How do we leave room for students to you know, have room for activities, have room for doing things their own way. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm very guilty of filling every possible space and cramming it with stuff for them to do constantly. I'm sure you guys can relate. You get all these good ideas and you get excited and you just want to use every single one of them and keep them busy and engaged. So I can tell you about one way that I'm planning to maybe leave some more space for the students. I'm currently planning a virtual orientation for them. It's basically a multi-day conference for these students. Usually this is the only in-person session that they would have every school year, but this year we have to do it virtually. So this is usually their one chance a year to hang out in person and really get to know each other and build those connections. So we have to make sure that that's still happening while everyone's remote. So my thought is that each day of the session, in addition to their lectures and the, you know, formal orientation programming, that they'll have some kind of informal social session where people can hang out in smaller groups and get to know each other. You know, maybe they play Jackbox or maybe they have a pet show and tell or something like that. And initially, I was trying to brainstorm a million and one different kinds of these sessions, and I'm realizing maybe I just create and lead the first one of the week, and then for the rest of the week, leave it up to the students. They can sign up if they want to lead a session. We'll have one each day, and it's totally up to that student to decide what it is and to create it and lead it. So that's what I'm thinking I'll do. It'll give them some ownership over the event. I think it'll help them get to know each other more because they'll see, more of particular students. And it'll help them model good behavior and engaging and stepping up for other students.
Well, that is amazing. And, first time you do something, it never goes as you planned, but I bet you it goes wonderfully. And I'm happy for you to share. That was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Do you want to follow the script at the end there or?
later, skater. Bye.